merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Thanks for joining me this morning, little chairman of the board. Thank you for joining me. I hope you were able to tune in during the first half of you know what? Why am I even saying that? You should be tuning in during the first hour of the Wisconsin Morning News and on to throughout the morning until 9 a.m. And then go listen to Joe's show too. Why not? Plenty of great programming content on the first 4 hours on WSAU from 5 to 9 a.m. and then Joe's show and everybody there, Bongito, everybody thereafter. So I would love to have you join the conversation. And for those of you who tried to call in, I was trying to be, you know, when you try to be productive, and I was going to stack up some callers and have you on hold. Something wrong with the studio phone. Don't give up on calling. It's just the phone when I pick it up with the headset or the handset. When I go through the board, we're all good. So don't worry about it. I'll be sure to pick up the phone when you call, and we'll be live on the air, 715-845-2155. Have a couple of topics that I'd like to discuss with you. I, of course, as I started to say before I interrupted myself, ADD Meg, what was I saying? Just kidding. So I had Congressman-elect Derek Van Orden join me during the first half of Feedback, and actually, I'm on top of things today, and I've already podcasted our conversation. It was super fun! I hope that you enjoyed his description of Congress camp. That's what I called it. And he just kind of chuckled. It's new member orientation, Meg. Okay, sorry. Anyway, it was a good conversation. It's nice to, you know, because I honestly, I did not realize what went into when you become a new elected leader. And if they just throw you to the wolves or if there's actually some method to the madness. And evidently there is. Thank you, Derek Van Orden, for clearing that up for us. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Don't give up. It's the phone in the studio that's a problem, but the calls coming through the board will be just fine. I've had two of them today with Derek Van Orden. And then if you had tuned in during the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, you would have heard my guest, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doerrel, who has announced that she's running for state Supreme Court. Very cool to talk with her this morning. She's, of course, the judge that presided over the Daryl Brooks trial. And, of course, the first question out of my mouth was, how did you keep it together? I mean, that guy, I told her it was like a train wreck. I couldn't look away. I'd come home after, or sometimes I'd even watch it in studio after the program is over, and I'd just be like, oh my gosh, this guy drives me crazy. But I kept watching, couldn't help myself, and I'd find an hour would pass, and there I was, glued to my little phone where I had someone streaming it off of Facebook. But if you'd like to join the conversation, seriously, I mean it this time, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. Jim from Lublin.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just heard your wonderful interview with Congressman-elect Derek Van Orden, and I wanted to add a brief caveat to one of the comments he made. He promises that when he gets there, he's going to work hard and to make sure he gets things done. Well, I just want to add this. Congress can get anything done. I just want to make sure he gets good things done. I don't mean to sound too cynical, because I know with cynicism, once you get started, you can't keep up. But one of the things that's always frustrated us is Congress would do something that would either be bad or have little impact on us, but then turn around and say, look, we did something. Well, sometimes doing nothing can be better than doing something. I hope the things he does do are for the benefit of our state and for our country as well.
I have great confidence in him, but he's one of 400 and some representatives, so he will represent his district well, and really, I think the state of Wisconsin well. So, and I look forward to him being part of the Department of Agriculture. I think that would be fantastic. So, well, hey, thanks for calling in, Tim. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, mate.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. If you'd like to join the conversation, I said Department of Agriculture. It would be the Agriculture Commission. Pardon me. I did not mean he's going to have a bureaucrat job as well. No, he most definitely won't. So I presume you heard, because you were listening during the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, that Elon Musk met with CEO of Apple yesterday. And I'm trying to think of his name. Tim something. Why is his name... I can't think of his name at the moment, but anyway, he met with the dude from Apple and cleared up any misconceptions about whether or not they were going to drop the Twitter app from the App Store on the iPhones, and evidently they're not going to. So that's very good news. If you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. I'm going to try to remember that guy's name. That's the CEO of Apple. Maybe you'll know it when I pick up the phone. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hey, good morning, Meg. This is Keith of Wausau.
Good morning.
Boy, I really enjoy what you brought to the station over the last, how long have you been there? Year and a half?
It'll be two years in January.
Oh, wow, 2 years. Yeah, it's definitely my go-to station for conservative radio. You know, I stay tuned with the Epoch Times and such, but, you know, a steady dose of politics does get to be a little overwhelming at times.
Oh, tell me about it.
And I need diversions. Yeah. And I was not shocked, but a little surprised this morning to hear about Tom's upcoming retirement.
Yeah.
And stumped. I'm recently retired, and about 6:20, I get up in the morning to feed the animals, get my day going, Bible study and such. But to listen to Stump Tom, I hope you have some sort of plan to, in some way, replace it somehow, some way.
I've got a scheme. Yes, I'm working on something. I've got all kinds of ideas. I've been trying to talk him into. I said, you know what? Okay, so you don't want to get up and come into the station at 6:40 when the Stump Tom segment is. What about if we moved it to another time slot and then you could call in? I don't know. I'll work on him. But see, he's gone by the time this. By the time Feedback concludes, so I got to hit him up in the morning, or I got to text him or something so that I can discuss this with him, because we're like ships passing in the night. He's and literally for him, he gets in, I think he gets in here about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, because he's which I don't blame him for wanting to take a break from that, but as Chris has said, he's going to be filling in part-time until we... and, you know, we were joking. I mean, kind of joking, but no one could fill Tom's shoes. Trust me. We don't want anybody to, right? No, but, I mean, we obviously enjoy what we have in common, and that's what we try to play up during that Stump Tom segment. And I agree. I'm going to totally miss it. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be something like we'll have a... If there's a music aficionado that thinks that they can match or beat Tom's music knowledge, maybe we'll get that person to call in at least once a week or something. Is it you, Keith?
I don't think so. It'll be really difficult shoes to fill, because I'm like most people. I'm like, yeah, I know that song. What is that called?
Right.
He has an uncanny memory for remembering titles and band names.
And he
then
has
all the
stories.
The backstory behind it.
Yes, I know. I just love that about him. I mean, hey, you can always find something in common with a person, despite the fact that we have absolutely nothing in common when it comes to politics. And I mean, we have a little bit of, you know, off air. We have a little bit of playful ribbing, but you know, I don't know if you've heard us talk about. He has a bunch of guys that he's gone to high school with that they get together. They have this group called FOAM, which is Fraternal Order of Adolescent Males, and trust me, and I've been invited to it, so I must be doing something right, but trust me, I'm never going to change my my political point of view, and it's fun to have some fun on air as opposed to having to be contentious with someone with whom you mostly disagree.
Well, yeah, you could be at a Packer game, you can be at another sporting event or a music concert. Mm-hmm. And have that in common with that person next to you. And if you get into real in-depth conversations, you might find, oh, my goodness, that's about the only thing we do agree on. But
right.
It is good to have something to bring people together in the morning.
Yeah.
And Stump Tom does it. He could monetize what he does.
That's what I told him. And he's just like, really? No, I mean, he just said, oh, I don't believe it. And I said, no, seriously. It's such a cool thing. I said, you could, I don't know. I don't know how he could come up with a show. But as we're saying, too, he's been on the radio for 40 years. So I think he wants to take a break. So we'll see. But I appreciate your call. I appreciate you tuning in. And I will take your comments into my whatever decision we make about that segment. And, you know, I'll bebop around the building because we have other music, you know, we have other music stations here.
That's
so
true.
I'll see if we can get one of the other hosts or one of the other program directors to pop in. But, you know, it's an early hour and ordinarily we're the only crazy ones that are here in the morning, just the hosts of the radio shows. So, well, thanks for calling in. Keith, do you send in Stump Tom?
I do, okay. And some of my family have done as well.
Yes, okay, that's all right. I made the connection. Well, hey, don't stop those from coming because we may have an alternative. So I appreciate again all that you've done to contribute to the Stump Tom segment as well, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Megan.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. Good morning, and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you for taking my phone call. I really appreciated you having Derek Van Orden on today. I really feel that the Lord has put him in there, and we need to pray that he will give him direction and strength. There's three different challenges I'd like to make for each and every one of us. Is what we have a pledge of allegiance to or take an oath for. The first thing is our American flag, what it actually stands for, what our forefathers. Also, another is something that's very dear to my heart is I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all those who believe. And lastly, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I really feel that if we focus on first taking an oath, that we take an oath, which is a pledge, first of all for our country, but also remember, Jesus Christ is our Savior. We have liberty, we have life, and also the Bible is our manual as far as how to live and also give us direction because we are in a spiritual warfare right now. But we must remember, the victory's been won.
Amen. Joyce, you rocked it today, my co-host this morning on Feedback. Thank you. Flag, Savior, Bible. I got it. Have a great day.
I will. Thank you, Meg.
Thanks for calling in. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hi. Good morning, Meg. It's Franco.
Franco, how are you?
Oh, we're feeling quite fine this morning. Touch cold.
Yes, it
south
sure
of
is. Where? How cold is it there? That's kind of what I was. How cold is it?
The last off your broadcast, it was 11.
Oh yeah. You know, I've got something. I've got one of those. I'm sure a lot of people do, but I have a monitor inside that's right on my bedside table. And then there's a little, whatever, it's a weather station that takes the temperature. And there's some, I think I got to replace a battery because this morning when I got up, it said 39. And so I was like, oh, that's not bad. And then
that doesn't sound right, though.
No,
something's broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably batteries. User error, ordinarily. But anyway, I'm interrupted you. Go ahead, Franco.
Oh, no. Good morning, Chris Conley. I called in today to wish Tom King a very happy retirement with his wife and family. He was a great man of radio and a great man of musical wisdom.
Yeah.
God bless Tom King. Have a great retirement, man. God bless you all.
Thanks, Franco. Have a great day. I appreciate the call. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Yeah, a couple of people have said that they appreciated it. Well, I think there's more than a couple, but a couple people called in at least and expressed their appreciation for Derek Van Orden and their optimism for his leadership and his representation in Congress. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. I would like to tell you a unique thing my friends saw when they were traveling around, that there was a sign out there that said, are the Democrat women going to kill the baby Jesus this Christmas because they vote for abortion. And I thought, you know, this has to be brought out that these people that vote Democrat, that's on the Democrat agenda, abortion, killing babies. And then they sell the parts to China, which they, the doctors get double dipping on. I think that should be a noted thing. And also on the school, that they're going to close schools down. I want to remind them, people here in Wausau, that we just had a referendum in April that gave the school money. How are they going, you know, they're taking us for a ride. Don't let them get away with this stuff. We have to take and keep these schools open, and then we have to get the children back into schools, not take and close schools down, because eventually it's just like a hospital. We closed both the hospitals down, consolidated to one hospital. One hospital wasn't enough for Wausau. Now we have two hospitals. We have more hospitals, and I think that people have to wake up and realize that they are taking us for a ride, and I don't like it one bit.
Okay. This is Carol, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to encourage you to tune in, because next week, I haven't set the date yet, but next week I'm going to have Superintendent Hiltz and one of the school board members in studio during feedback, and we'll talk about this issue about closing the schools or consolidating them so that they can address any of the concerns. And obviously, this is going to be ongoing, because they're going to solicit the opinions of the public as well. But so at least we can hear what they have to say and their justification for it. And I encourage you to tune in, because our school board is really rock solid conservative. And I have faith in Jesus, but I have a lot of faith when it comes to making good decisions with our current school board. So give them a shot, give them a chance, and maybe we'll see what they have to say.
And also, I'd like to know that windmill that they had at Wausau East.
What
happened to it, and where did the money go? We have to start auditing our schools. Like they audit us, we have to audit them. They have to be accountable for every cent that they spend that we do not, you know about. It's really a corruption in the first degree.
Well, you know what that makes me think, I'll see if they're able to dedicate the full hour in studio, which I think that they probably would be open to it. I'm not going to speak for them, but I'll see if they want to take calls, and I would encourage you to call in on that day. So just keep an ear out for when the superintendent, as well as one of the school board members, will join us, and maybe a couple of them will. It just depends on schedules. But thanks for calling in, Carol. I appreciate it.
And thank you very much.
Have a great day. Got to go to a break, and I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback.
I vote, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me on Feedback this morning. I was really tempted to sing, but I'll spare you of my singing. Let Dean Martin do it, right? So I'm going to try to make a point of playing Christmas music throughout the month of December on this program, at the beginning and as well as the end, as opposed to my bumper, because I'm thinking I might change up my bumper. You know how us girls always like to change our minds? Gonna change it up. Who knows? If you've got a suggestion for a bumper and or a Christmas, your favorite Christmas song, send them to me, meg@mwcradio.com. Also, want to send a special thanks to all of our callers. Always a delight to hear from our callers. I'm going to go through them. Tim, Keith, Joyce, Franco, and Carol. In fact, Keith, thank you for your words about Stump Tom. I don't know if you're a long listener. I'm talking to everyone else besides Keith, because I know Keith listens to the Stump Tom segment during Wisconsin Morning News. If you are a music aficionado, if you think you can match Tom, if you can go head-to-head against Tom, then I would be interested in hearing from you as well. meg@mwcradio.com. As we make a determination about how we will restructure that segment, because as we've announced, Tom is actually going to be leaving us, and which is unfortunate, but you know, hey, the guy's been in radio for, what, 40 years, I believe we said? It's about time he take a break. So anyway, would love to hear your suggestions about Christmas music as well as bumper songs. And if you are interested in the Stump Tom segment, I got a boogie. Hope you have a great day. God bless. Talk with you again tomorrow.
Still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.